Can a lawyer use every legal technicality to defend a person he knows to be guilty? We'll find out in the case of the Lonesome Lawyer. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Glenn McAllister was the oldest lawyer in the little town of Bensonville. His practice was small and he worked alone, but he did have a following of faithful clients. One of them came to Glenn one day and said that his son Bill was in trouble. It seems there'd been an armed robbery where the victim had been shot and wounded. Bill was caught near the scene of the crime with about the same amount of money on his person that the victim had been carrying. And since Bill had had a previous record with the police, they were charging him with the crime. Glenn listened to his client's plea for help, but then said, "Look, Joe, I don't know if I can help. It sounds like the DA has a pretty tight case against him, and I haven't handled a criminal case in about 20 years. But his client insisted, so Glenn took the case and met with Bill. "If I'm going to defend you, Bill," said Glenn, "I've got to know the truth. Did you shoot and rob that fellow?" Well, Bill looked down on the floor and said, "Well, yeah, Mr. McAllister, I guess I did." "Well, I got to tell you, the DA is going to ask for a 5-year sentence," said Glenn. "I'll plea bargain with her and at least try to cut it in half." But as it turned out, the DA wouldn't trade more than a year of the sentence in return for a guilty plea. So they decided to go to trial. The case against Bill was strong, but Glenn had prepared himself well. He cross-examined the witnesses and objected successfully to important evidence using many legal technicalities. He argued to the jury that the prosecution had failed to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, and to even his own surprise, the jury came back with a verdict of not guilty. But Glenn was even more surprised when the Bar Association took action against him for unethical conduct. The bar's prosecutor told the judge, "Glenn's client was guilty, and he knew it, because the client confessed to him. Nevertheless, he went into court and through a series of legal technicalities and maneuvers got his client freed. This lawyer went beyond the scope of advocacy, and he should be disciplined, if not disbarred." Glenn's attorney argued, "The fact that an attorney knows his client committed the acts in question does not mean he must pull his punches. It was up to the state to prove the man's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. The law does not require a defense attorney to stop short of every legal device." Did the Bar Association find Glenn guilty? We'll find out in a moment. Can a lawyer use every legal technicality to defend a person he knows to be guilty? Yes, ruled an appeals court. Under the canons of the American Bar Association, an attorney is bound by all fair and honorable means to present every defense the law permits. He need not and should not express his own belief or opinion concerning his client's guilt or innocence. Glenn did not go beyond the bounds of what the accused was entitled to under the law. The charge against him must be dismissed. It's a point of law.
Nebraska businesses are the backbone of our community, and they deserve counsel that understands the local landscape. At Horgan Law, we combine Nebraska values with big firm experience to help business owners build strong foundations, protect their interests, and grow with confidence. From startups to established companies, we're here to guide your legal strategy every step of the way. Horgan Law, we'll take care of you. Visit HorganLawFirm.com to learn more.